Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Should higher education be available to all? An IELTS essay guide. The importance of discussing higher education in IELTS. The IELTS exam assesses your ability to analyze and articulate complex issues. The topic of higher education frequently appears in both the writing and speaking sections, reflecting its global relevance. Understanding how to formulate a well-structured and insightful essay on this theme is crucial for achieving a high band score. Deconstructing the question, should higher education be available to all? This essay prompt delves into a multifaceted societal debate. To effectively address it, you need to consider various perspectives. Accessibility, should everyone, regardless of financial background or academic history, have equal opportunities for higher education? Affordability, what are the implications of free or subsidized higher education for governments and individuals? Quality, does making higher education universally accessible potentially compromise the quality of education provided? Relevance. Is a university degree essential for everyone, or are there alternative pathways to successful careers? Structuring your IELTS essay. A well-organized essay is key to a good IELTS score. Here's a possible structure. Introduction. Briefly introduce the topic of higher education and its growing significance. Clearly state your position on whether it should be available to all, hinting at the reasons you will elaborate on. Body paragraph 1, arguments in favor. Discuss the potential benefits of accessible higher education, such as increased earning potential, reduced inequality, and a more skilled workforce. Provide specific examples to support your points. For instance, you could mention countries with successful free tuition models. Body paragraph 2. Arguments against. Address the potential drawbacks, like financial strain on governments, potential decrease in educational quality due to overcrowding, or the devaluation of degrees. Use examples to illustrate these concerns, perhaps citing situations where universal access hasn't yielded entirely positive results. Body paragraph 3, your position and justification. Reiterate your stance. Do you believe the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, or vice versa? Provide strong justification for your view, drawing upon the arguments you've presented earlier. Conclusion. Briefly summarize the main points discussed in your essay. Offer a balanced concluding statement, acknowledging the complexity of the issue and perhaps suggesting a middle ground approach. IELTS essay vocabulary. Mastering the language of education. Utilizing a wide range of vocabulary related to education will demonstrate your language proficiency. Here are some useful terms. Tertiary education, a synonym for higher education. Tuition fees, the cost of attending a university or college. Student loans, borrowed money to pay for education. Curriculum, the subjects and material covered in a course of study. Vocational training, education focused on practical skills for a specific trade. Lifelong learning, the ongoing pursuit of knowledge and skills throughout life. Sample sentences and ideas. While some argue that free higher education could lead to a decline in academic standards, proponents emphasize its potential to empower individuals and bridge the socioeconomic divide. Countries like Germany, known for their tuition-free universities, demonstrate that accessible higher education can contribute to a highly skilled and competitive workforce. Instead of solely focusing on making university degrees available to all, perhaps greater emphasis should be placed on developing alternative pathways to success, such as vocational training programs. Top tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Write several essays on this topic, experimenting with different arguments and structures. Seek feedback. Ask your IELTS tutor or a native English speaker to review your writing and provide constructive criticism. Read widely. Familiarize yourself with diverse perspectives on higher education by reading articles, opinion pieces, and reports. Manage your time. During the IELTS exam, allocate your time wisely to allow for planning, writing, and proofreading your essay effectively. By following these guidelines and consistently practicing your essay writing skills, you'll be well equipped to tackle the challenging topic of higher education in the IELTS exam and achieve your desired score. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.